The pickup truck that hit the two bison cows and one calf had to be towed from the scene of the accident. Although there were no human injuries, Windcave Park spokesperson Tom Farrell says the vehicle was likely going too fast for night travel.
Well, the key is trying to keep the speed slow. That's our best defense, and that's why we try to strictly enforce a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. We've introduced some signs along Highway 3 to 5 that lets people know what their speeds are and help them recognize that they need to slow down. But it's just that and public awareness as interviews like this that we're trying to get the word out to be careful when you're driving through the park.
Farrell adds that the increase in vehicles through the park at this time of year makes the roads even more dangerous for both drivers and bison. Windcave National Park currently has a herd of about 400 bison. Three or four are usually killed each year by motorists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.